Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, August 1st, and we have a lot to get through. Futures are pointing to a sharply lower open. What is the big story driving this?
It's all about tariffs. The president signed an executive order late yesterday, hitting major trading partners with widespread tariff increases. We're talking Canada, Taiwan, India, a significant reshaping of the global trade landscape.
And these aren't small adjustments. The tariff rate on Canada is jumping from 25% to 35%. And there's a new 40% tariff on all transshipped goods, no matter where they come from.
Exactly. And they kick in soon, August 7th. The market is clearly spooked. The S&P 500 futures are down over 60 points, and the Dow futures are off by nearly 400. It's a sea of red.
This is happening right in the middle of a huge earnings week. Yesterday, we saw Microsoft and Meta lift the indexes to new records intraday. But even then, the market couldn't hold onto the gains and closed negative.
And it doesn't look like Apple and Amazon can save the day this time. Both beat on their top and bottom lines, which is great news on the surface. But the devil is in the details, isn't it?
It certainly is. Apple beat by 14 cents and saw higher revenues, but they also flagged tariff costs. $800 million in the June quarter, and they're expecting that to jump to $1.1 billion in September.
That's a direct hit to the bottom line. But the real drag this morning is Amazon. It's trading down around 8% pre-market.
Wow, 8%. They beat EPS by 35 cents and guided revenues higher. What's the problem?
It's all about the guidance. Their profit guidance was cautious, and the operating income forecast for the current quarter is lower than Wall Street wanted to see. In this kind of market, any sign of weakness gets punished, even if the headline numbers look good.
I see. So even a beat isn't enough. The sentiment is just that fragile. Speaking of which, some of the sentiment analysis I'm seeing is flashing caution signs everywhere.
It's definitely bearish. The breadth is weak, with about 380 names pointing to selling pressure versus only 200 on the buy side. We saw defensive sectors like utilities outperform yesterday, which is a classic sign of traders getting nervous.
So what are the key levels traders need to watch at the open?
For the S&P 500 ETF, that's SPY, the key support level to watch is right around 624. The big test will be the resistance at 627. If we see a breakdown below support, look out below.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ, which is getting hit by that Amazon news?
The story is similar. Support is around 559, but the real battleground is that 564 resistance level. A failure to hold support there could trigger some serious selling pressure in the tech sector.
On top of all this geopolitical and earnings news, we have a massive day for economic data.
A huge day. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get the July employment report. The consensus is for about 102,000 non-farm payrolls. We also get the unemployment rate, which is expected to tick up slightly to 4.2%.
And then at 10 a.m., we get the ISM Manufacturing Index and the final read on consumer sentiment. So a lot of potential for more volatility.
Absolutely. Any of those numbers coming in hot or cold could really swing this market. Traders need to be on their toes.
Let's run through a few other earnings reports. What else stands out?
Well, the big oil companies, Chevron and ExxonMobil, both beat on EPS and revenue. That's a bright spot in the energy sector. On the other hand, Moderna, they beat expectations but lowered the high end of their full-year revenue guidance. The stock is taking a small hit on that.
Got it. And what about some of the other major pre-market movers? I'm seeing a huge list this morning.
It's a busy one. On the upside, 4D Molecular, ticker FDMT, is soaring up over 35% on positive clinical trial results. Reddit is also having a great morning, up almost 15% after a big earnings beat and strong guidance.
And on the downside, besides Amazon?
Oh, there are a few. Floor, ticker FLR, is getting crushed, down more than 20% after missing estimates and lowering guidance. Coinbase is also down over 10%. Likely feeling the pressure from the broader risk-off mood.
Okay, so with all this happening, a bearish tape, tariff fears, and key data on deck, what's the game plan for traders today?
Caution is the word of the day. The primary indicators are flashing warning signs. This is not the time to be a hero. Focus on names with confirmed momentum and solid support levels. I'd be watching a name like Cloudflare, ticker NET, for a potential continuation of its strength after that strong report.
And any names you're watching for a potential bounce or anticipation play?
I'd keep an eye on AMD. The whole semiconductor space has been under pressure, but it's a leader in the AI space. If the market finds its footing, it could be a name that traders look to for a rebound. But again, use tight stops, protect your capital.
A very volatile setup for the end of the week. It seems like the market is walking on a tightrope.
It really is. The tariff news has thrown a wrench into everything. Yesterday's record highs feel like a distant memory now. Today is all about risk management and seeing if those key support levels can hold.
Fantastic analysis. A lot for our listeners to digest before that opening bell. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. It's going to be a fascinating trading day.
That it will. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back on Monday to break down all the action. Have a great weekend and trade smart.